Well, Republicans are responding to the president's plan. Today, House Speaker John Boehner said he supports the plan to arm and train Syrian rebels, but he still has concerns.
If our goal is to eliminate ISIL, there's a lot of doubt whether the plan that was outlined by the president last night is enough to accomplish that mission.
Ohio Congressman Mike Turner sits on the House Armed Services Committee. He joins us now from Capitol Hill. And Congressman, you recently said you needed to see a coordinated plan.
Well, and members of Congress, including myself, have been saying this for some time. As you look to the issue of Iraq, the president in his Cairo speech said that he had a three-point plan, and that was he was going to remove American troops, support Iraq and its democratic institutions, its sovereign integrity, and also hold Islamic extremists at bay. The president withdrew our troops, but then basically walked away, allowing a situation to unfold where Iraq had become destabilized. And with the brewing situation in Syria, again, another situation that the president had walked away from, we saw Iraq be invaded and now being occupied by ISIS. Now, the president last night began to make the case and to identify ISIS as a threat to our national security. And in that, now believes that he should mobilize our military and take action. Haphazard military airstrikes are not going to accomplish this. A coordinated plan is something that the military needs to put together. I think as a commander-in-chief, he has now empowered them to do so. But we need to see that the president is going to follow through and that there are not going to be limitations on the actions that the military bring forward. I mean, what we had the president state was strong words. But now he has to follow through. What we saw in Libya was the president, in removing Gaddafi, had no post-Gaddafi regime plan. Similarly, in Libya, you now see chaos. And what we want to see is that the president has the ability and the commitment to follow through.
So start with the airstrikes. Are you for the airstrikes?
Well, I believe that he needs to rely on our military to tell them what needs to be done to defeat ISIS. I am for defeating ISIS. I'm certain that airstrikes are going to have to be a portion of the coordinated plan. So if you're asking, would I oppose airstrikes? No.
It's sounding like you're saying you want there to be more choices for military reaction to ISIS. Are you aligning with fellow Republicans like Lindsey Graham, who does want combat boots on the ground? John McCain has been calling for more action than even airstrikes. Would you be okay with U.S. troops responding to ISIS?
I mean, the issue really is, which is, I think, what the president needs to do, is to depend on his military advisors. I'm not a military advisor, and so I'm not, like McCain or others, one who feels, that I have the expertise to be able to tell the president what his military plan should be.
Well, as a member of Congress, you may have to vote on this. We're hearing that there are already surveillance planes in Syria ahead of strikes there. The president's plan would both support and undermine Assad's regime in Syria. The strikes would disable ISIS. ISIS has fought Assad. But the president is also proposing more support for the moderate rebel group fighting Assad. Given how complicated that is, what direct questions would you have for the president?
Well, I think it's certainly going to be imperative that the president describe who we're for and who we're supporting. Before, both with when the issue of Syria came up, the president made it unclear as to who we were supporting. But basically, the president has some really bad choices here, and he has bad choices because he's allowed this issue to continue to degrade.
Is that fair? You've said that a number of times. And last year, you were one of the voices against airstrikes against Syria when President Assad used chemical weapons against his own people.
Well, what the president proposed then, which is what I was against, was taking action to attack Syria and their, as he stated, their capability of weapons of mass destruction. It was unclear then how the president was going to accomplish that, and it looked as if that could actually create a more dangerous situation than we were currently facing. And as we know, the president ultimately did negotiate a deal that resulted in the chemical weapons being removed.
And some say
after that, did nothing else. He didn't look at the issue of how do we address the emerging threats in Syria or the actions the Assad regime was taking against its own people.
Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner, a member of the House Armed Services Committee. Congressman, thank you.
Thank you.
And as we said, Republicans were not unified in their reaction to Syria in the past. And Republicans aren't today on the ISIS crisis there. Congressman Turner just said he would be for airstrikes. But last night, Senator Rand Paul told Fox News after the president's speech that the president's plan is unconstitutional and he should have asked Congress for an up or down vote on authorizing war. We'll continue to gather opinion. Meanwhile, what is yours? Let us know at hereandnow.org. You can also tweet us at hereandnowrobin, at Jeremy Hobson.